The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
David Trainer from New Constructs joins us now, as he does each week at this time, to lead us on a journey to see sort of the dregs of what they find at New Constructs. Now, New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by digging in at the footnotes and basically finding out where the picture of a company is a little bit different from what you get by looking at the top down, and where the footnotes and other things create a true picture that is much different from reality. If you want to find out more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. Right now, David Trainer is here. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Click Technologies.
Click Technologies. This is Click with a Q. It's Q-L-I-K. That's the ticker symbol as well. What's the problem for Click?
Click is a classic popular stock. They were first to market, but they are no longer a leader in that market, and their business has effectively gone in the tank, and we don't think it's coming out because they're a small company and they are now competing against the heavyweights who've jumped into this data visualization space. I mean, everybody, IBM, Microsoft, Oracle, these are some of the heavyweights. These guys are the best salespeople in the world, and the stock is terribly overpriced, and they're talking about non-GAAP earnings like crazy. In fact, there's a quote from the annual report that says, specifically, the compensation committee stated that over the past 3 years, we have increased our emphasis on non-GAAP operating profit, and we now reward our executive officers for overperformance of this key financial measure. Huge red flag. We've written a lot on our site recently about the issues with non-GAAP and how they've been construed or created for the primarily for the purpose to overpay executives for bad performance. This is a ticking time bomb if I've ever seen one.
This is an interesting stock if you look at all of the technical analysis, because here you are saying the stock is way overpriced, but this is a stock that's already way down from its 52-week high. In fact, it's down more than 25%. It peaked at almost $43 a share. It's trading in the $30 range right now. It reported a big third quarter loss back at the end of October. Stock took a nosedive then, and since then, it's actually picked up a little bit. It's been flat. So what's the real mess that's going to serve as a catalyst to make this stock actually crater?
That's the first shoe to drop, in our opinion, because what you have here is a business that is going to have more bad quarters. Look, let's just give you a sense. You know you love this part, and I love this part, too, because I think, you know, to talk about valuation the way we do, to make it so objective, right? Like, I don't really tell you what the stock should be valued. I'm just telling you what the current expectations are, and let's take a look at another set of expectations, and you, the listener, you decide whether or not you think that's expensive or cheap. But to justify $31 a share, they have to improve their pre-tax profit margin from negative 2% to 10%, right? And the best they've ever done, I believe, is 11%, and grow revenues by 20% compounded annually for the next 16 years. And after that 16 years, they would be at $8.6 billion revenue, which is more than what Salesforce.com did in 2014.
Not likely, is what we're saying.
It's priced to be the next Salesforce, effectively.
You talked about all of the competition here and how this is a company that was first to its space, and now it's facing all the big boys. Doesn't that suggest that at some point the big boys come in and buy them?
Yeah, we did some analysis on the acquisition front. We do this a lot. I think it's a really cool part of our report. So if Microsoft were to buy Click, right, for $31 a share, that would mean that upon the acquisition, Click's business would immediately achieve Microsoft's return on invested capital or its level of profitability, which is unrealistic. But let's just say we're kind of looking at the, you know, maybe how some people look at it. To justify $31 a share, they'd still have to grow revenues by 18% compounded annually for 8 years after immediately rising to Microsoft's level of profitability, which is probably not something that's going to happen overnight. There are things called acquisition, merger costs get in the way. A more realistic price that Microsoft might pay for Click would be $16 a share, which assumes that Click can get to Microsoft's current level of profitability and maintain that.
And there's no reason to actually believe that that can happen.
Well, I mean, not really. No, I mean,
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair question, right? And the reason we use that kind of lens is that I think a lot of people assume that one company buys another and it all of a sudden makes that company that was bought as good as the company that bought it. In reality, if you've ever been through an acquisition or a merger of some sort in your own life, you understand that there are enormous amounts of inefficiencies that are introduced in that kind of a process. And just because it's a bad business bought by a good business doesn't mean that bad business becomes good. Now, there are definitely some synergies in terms of sales and things like that that will help improve Click's profitability. But look, when they came out, the first year of the model we have for them, they actually had positive profits. They had like something like, in 2010, $20 million of after-tax cash flow. That's since fallen to negative $6 million in the last 12 months. Amazon has also announced that they are entering the space and planning to charge one-tenth of Click's price.
Yeah, so there's your pressure coming. You can see what would be the basis for a catalyst, and although somebody might come in and buy it, it's not going to be till there's a lot more pain. So what's a realistic price? You're always pretty generous. You don't automatically go to the, hey, let's price you in for no growth. But somewhere in a realistic growth mode or a no growth mode, what is a realistic share price on Click?
Let's just say, you know, positive case, I'll call it. They can get back to their best ever margins and grow revenues by 18%. They do that for 10 years or worth $21.
And that's the positive case, which means that the worst case is at least 50% less than that, if I know you at all.
That's so. Right. I mean, the no growth value per share is 75 cents.
Wow. Okay. So a lot worse than I thought it would be. And again, if we're giving them a kind valuation, well, still, as you heard David say, it's tough to justify $21 a share. The stock is trading not quite $10 a share higher than that now. You could, however, make the no growth case for something worth less than a dollar a share. And that's why you can't expect necessarily any of the big names that are now competing with Click to come in and swoop it up at a premium price. It's Click Technologies. QLIK is the ticker symbol. It's this week's pick in the Danger Zone. David, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to doing it next week.
Me too. Thank you, Chuck.
David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Hey, up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Gary Bradshaw is in the house with Hodges Equity Income Fund. We'll always have fun talking to him, and we will do that next.